episode 1071, Because of You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day. How is your weekend going? I pray it's off to an extraordinary start. It is Relationship Builders Saturday, and because of you, oh yes, that's why we're here. We're going to talk about how and what we need to do in our marriage to really build us up. And you can use all of this for any relationship, but we're definitely applying it specifically to our marriages. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you know, relationships blossom because of you. You have the power to reignite the passion, to calm the chaos, and to love unconditionally. Little did you know that you held all of that in your hand. It's because of you. One of the questions I hear over and over and over again is, how do you have a great marriage? How do you get it? Where do you find it? What do you do? It's one that people think there's got to be something magical, a potion, or something extreme if you survive year after year. But the magic, it's because of you. You can have all the strategies and tools, read every book ever written, and still not have the relationship you seek. Well, as you know, if you've listened to the past couple episodes, it's been kind of a crazy whirlwind of a week for me. I made a marathon excursion down south to go to our home to meet with an inspector. We're in the process of buying a home. Yes, we sold our one up here north, and so we're looking at moving down in January to reunite the family, which we are so excited. But before we get to the actual signing on the dotted line and getting the keys to the house, you know you got to go through that inspection. So it was really important that I was present. So we made that quick meaning my mom and I, because my hubby's already down there. We left the kids back. They were fine, taken care of. And we drove 11 hours straight after we'd already started our morning. It was crazy. We left Monday evening. I had to be here because it was my daughter's final senior choir concert. And I wanted to be there and support her. So after the concert, we left, drove about 11 hours. Oh my goodness. So we'd been up way over 28 hours. You know, I used to be able to do that with no problem. But now it's like, oh my gosh, I just feel like this really old, old woman. And my mom looks at me like, well, if you're feeling old, how do you think I feel? And then we chuckle and it gets us through the next hour. But we were just hauling it. And we got down there and it was about 2.5 hours before we went to the house and met with the inspector. And then a couple hours after that, my husband was off from work and he joined us. Well, you know, both of us, my husband and I, were very tired. We knew that. We were pushing ourselves to a physical and an emotional extreme. It was just crazy. And we realized that we had to be very careful. It was because of you, when I was looking at him, that I needed to be very cautious as to how I responded, because I knew I was already going on very little sleep and I was probably a little edgy. And as much as you hope for a wonderful report card for a home inspection, you don't always get what you hope for when it comes to a house, especially if it's not a new one. And this one is not a new one. It's 10 years old. And so, you know, inspections are good, right? They're made to find errors. And we want them to find errors in a home. But in a marriage, we tend to look for those holes, those oopsies, and the faults. We do the same thing. We inspect every single day, saying, huh, this is where you fell off here. And man, why did you do this? I'm just going to jab you and stab you a little bit here, see if it hurts. Now, honestly, I don't think we mean to do that, but we tend to. We tend to really point out way too often and usually not at the appropriate time. We may be, you know, on our way somewhere and we're in the car and the kids are around. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I can't believe you did that. What's the problem with you? You know, I mean, I've worked with you over and over again. Can't you get things straight? What is that doing? Is that building up anything? No, you need to stop and take a moment and say, because of you, this is going to be my response. There's a difference. We do not need to always be nitpicking our spouse. And we do it so easily. Instead, we need to lift up and live with love. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Lift up and live with love. It's really easy. It's E cubed. How cool is that? I love it. I feel like we're scientists all of a sudden. But we have our own potion. And it's a potion that God has given to us. It's very simple. Elevate, embrace, and empower. It's E cubed. So let's break it down. Number one, elevate. Elevate your spouse. Raise them up. Lift them up. Encourage them. It's about what they can do, not what they can't. When you're driving to church, whenever you go to church, whether it's a Wednesday night service or a Sunday morning, like for us, we go Saturday night. When you're driving to church and you're already flustered because, well, you're running 10 or 12 minutes later than what you really wanted to be running, the kids aren't ready when you told them to be ready. You know, the dog wasn't taken out, and it just seems like you've gone through three different outfits before you feel comfortable with what you're going to wear for Sunday church. And all of a sudden, you're in the car, and everything is your husband's fault. Boy, that apple does not fall far from the tree. And how unfair is that of us? We should be saying, because of you, my love, my husband, my wife, I am choosing to elevate you, to lift you up, to encourage you. Not to sit here and tear you apart. Instead saying, you know what, as crazy as I feel right now, I appreciate that you are being patient with me. You're acknowledging that, well, life's a little bit crazy, kind of chaotic this morning. None of us have gotten much right, but because of you, I choose to elevate. It's a choice that we make. Number two, embrace. Embrace your spouse. Live with love. Love them where they're at. It's so important. We may want to change things about them. Huh, I know my husband wants to change things about me. In fact, the one thing he would love to change about me is if I had a built-in volume button, where he could just go, turn me up or turn me down. You see, I talk with a lot of passion all the time. And he knows that. That's just my personality. That's who I am. And sometimes, I mean, my voice projects. I really don't need a microphone. It just comes out. I have no secrets because when I whisper, I can still be heard. And so he'll sit there now. A long time ago, we weren't at this place. But he'll sit there and he'll turn my pretend volume down in the air. And he's like, it's okay, honey. I know you're passionate right now. You are so in, but can you just take it down a few levels? Because I can still feel your passion, but you don't have to come across like you're yelling at me. But you see, I'm not yelling. I'm just so enthused and I have so much energy and I'm just all in. That's just how God created me. But for him, it kind of makes him a little uneasy. But he says, because of you, my love. Talking to me. He says, because of you, I want to embrace who you are. So yeah, it's kind of our little thing that we do, which I know he kind of looks at me and takes the air volume and he just kind of turns it down. And I know I need to back off just a little bit. Take my microphone, which seems to always be on when I talk, and step away for a moment. Turn the volume down. Embrace your spouse. Love them where they're at. Number three, empower. Empower your spouse. Believing in them before they believe in themselves. That is crucial. Think about what God has done. God has done exactly that when he created you, when he created me, when he created your husband, your wife. He said, I'm going to elevate, embrace, and empower. I believe in you before you will even believe. That's why I have set the course, meaning God has set the course, the path for you. Yes, you're going to make some choices along the way, and there's going to be some detours, dag nabbit. But guess what? God the Almighty is going to say, I am in control, and I'm going to help redirect you. That's what God does to us. He elevates and embraces and empowers us. We are to do the same. And when we do all of that, what happens in our marriage? It brings in hope. Wouldn't it be nice every morning to wake up with a breath of hope? Knowing that you don't have to argue all the time. You don't always have to be mad at each other. You don't always have to be the marriage inspector who points out the flaws, because I guarantee you, they already know where they fall short. We all do, because we are our worst critics. We're the ones who say, oh gosh, if I only could talk in front of 1,000 people and not get nervous and stumble over my words, it would be so much easier and I could do really what I want to do, but that's my fault. You don't need your husband telling you, you really did a poor job, man. You stuttered about 5 times on that one sentence. What were you thinking? You don't need to be told that. But instead, you need to look at your spouse and say, because of you, just like God says to us, because of you, I do this. It totally changes the conversation. It changes and shifts the perspective in your marriage. It's all because of you. So don't take your marriage and look for the flaws. That's too easy. We all fall short. Your spouse doesn't need an inspector telling him where he's failed and what needs to be changed. They got that already. So what do you need to do? You need to look at them and say, you know what? It's because of you. That's what it is. And for some of us, it's a challenge. I know. For a long time, I believe that my husband, now these are my paraphrasing of his thoughts, that I was just this woman who was always loud, just loud. And after a hard day of work, people complaining all the time, in pain, saying, I don't feel good, take care of me. He doesn't want to come home to this woman who is loud with so much energy that he's like, whoa, I've had to live with that all through the day, people yelling at me, and I'm not yelling at him, but that's how he took it. And so in our maturing of our marriage, we had to come to a conclusion through conversations and counseling that I was never attacking him, yet that was his perspective. And now he gets it. He's like, she's not mad at me. She's just really expressing herself. She's all in. That is her personality. That's how God made her. And you know what? That's what makes her beautiful. And it's because of you. But some of us can't do that on our own. We need help. We need someone to come beside us. I want to give you and offer you a free gift. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. And it's there that we can come together. There's no charge. We can talk specifically about your situation and what strategies and tools and what you can do right now to implement in your marriage. It's me reaching out to you because of you. Your spouse deserves a partner to join in the journey called life. And because of you, you will lift them up and you will live with love. Yes, it takes work. It takes patience. It takes courage. But I promise you, God has already given it to you. So now, you've got to take the baton. It's all because of you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.